So if you missed it last Friday, I don't know how you missed it. I feel like all we keep hearing about is the tariffs. China said it was raising tariffs on U.S. goods from 84% to 125%.
Sure.
But American says that they're not waiting for food prices to rise. Instead, according to all these research marketing companies, people are running to the grocery store to buy supplies. It's kind of like the pandemic all over again, but we're not buying toilet paper and paper towels this time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you're this concerned about it, seek out products that are local and see how you can maximize those. And those ones that are not, look for the exceptions. There are a lot of exceptions going on with these things right now. You know what I'm finding, Anna?
What?
I think some people are just using tariffs as an excuse to fluctuate prices as they want.
Well, the top four items that people are buying,
yeah,
anything that comes in a can or a jar, like vegetables, which makes sense because you don't know how long you're going to buy them. You buy 700 cans of corn, cream corn. You got to make sure it's got a shelf life.
Yeah, you want something that's going to last. That makes sense.
Ketchup. Why?
What?
why do you need so much ketchup?
I feel like there's a lot of options for ketchup.
Right. Why?
Heinz is not in China.
Why?
Right?
Is it maybe because pretty soon it'll be 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day. We've got to make sure we got our stronghold on the ketchup industry.
I mean, I felt like we did. Again, Heinz is an American company.
Okay. And then the last two make a lot of sense to me. People are stocking up on coffee because I can't survive without coffee, which makes a whole lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing that Americans are buying and stocking up on because they're afraid that the tariffs are going to impact it is beer. What?
We got a lot of beer here. Feel like beer has never been a problem for us. Corona and Modelo, you want those? Yeah, okay, maybe go grab those now. But I feel like we've got plenty of other beer. When you're thirsty enough, Anna, and you're thirsty for a beer, you can change brands pretty easy.
Let's talk about what are you going to stock up on? If you had to stock up on two things right now,
yeah,
that you knew, that you forget about the tariffs in China and all that. You mm-hmm. just have to make sure that for whatever reason, zombie apocalypse,
right?
You know, the zombies are coming. You got to have these two things in your home at all time. What would they be?
I mean, zombie apocalypse, I'm thinking batteries and like propane.
Batteries.
But I can't eat either of those.
Right.
So I don't know.
My mom, you know, grew up in Italy, and she said that they used to eat a lot of spam. I wouldn't be happy about it.
Yeah.
But there would be a lot of spam in my house, and yeah, probably coffee. That would be the thing.
You guys are going to be jacked up, and your fingers are going to be the size of sausages from that sodium.
My six-year-old's going to be like, Mommy, can I have some water? I'll be like, no, but I'll make you a cappuccino.
New Shepard has cleared the tower.
That is the sound of the all-woman space flight that happened yesterday. Launched into space for 11 minutes. Katy Perry, Gail King, Jeff Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez, and a few other women were on board. Gail and Katy kissed the ground when they landed. Katy says she's writing a song about her experience, obviously.
It's the desert. I don't want sand in my mouth, but I get it.
Yeah, they
were
happy.
You come back down, you're happy with that. Julie watched the entire thing live. She was pretty fired up in the other room.
It's really amazing to watch, yeah. Although they're getting some hate and some backlash about it, too, which I'm not even going to acknowledge right now.
You know, here's the thing with the hate and the whatever. If somebody wants to offer me a ride to space, I'm going to take it. There's no question whatsoever. I think that anybody who knows me knows that. But I will say this. If I am going to go up in a rocket, which is extremely dangerous as far as travel goes, I would like to be up there a little bit longer for myself personally.
Yeah. They didn't go into outer space. They went right to the edge where they would float around for about 11 minutes
and then
come back.
That's pretty spacey for me, though.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the best memes is of Gail King looking absolutely petrified.
Yeah.
That became a meme instantly.
I didn't realize that I was being photographed at that moment, nor did I realize that my expression looked so terrified. But I was. I just thought, I'm just going to go in and get in my seat and I'm going to do this. I knew I was always going to do it, although we were told that if you're going to back out, you have to do so before 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
I mean, can you imagine even giving people the option at 2 minutes and 30 seconds?
To bail.
I wouldn't think that that's an option. I'd be like, no, you're here since Tuesday. We're going.
Right. It's too late. You can't back out.
Yeah. We're going at this point. Who do you think was more nervous? Anybody on the flight or Jeff Bezos?
I think
Bezos would be right up there.
I don't think he's nervous. He face planted to go back.
That.
Well, he fell flat on his face to go kiss his fiance. So what happened when they get to space? Well, Katy Perry sings, of course.
When you got up there, what a wonderful world. Why was that important to sing that particular song?
Obviously, my higher self is always steering the ship because I had no clue that one day I would decide to sing a little bit of that in space.
And other women seem really excited about it. And if you're not familiar with that song.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
She probably should have had a lozenge before she sang it, right?
Well, that wasn't her.
She sounded a little bit rough.
There has to be audio. I haven't seen it yet, but I would like to hear what they were saying.
I'm sure they're going to box it and send it out to all of us today at some point.
All right, you get to space, Raven, right? Yep. This is your dream come true. What's the song that you start singing?
That's easy. If you're going to be in space and you're going to start singing, go to an alien because they know how to communicate.
This is Major Tom to ground control.
I mean, Bowie's been there. Why would I have anybody else sing?
It's a good choice, but don't you want a little bit more of a party? If I get to space and I'm looking down at Earth, I want...
Party people!
There it is.
No, I'd be worried that Earth wouldn't let you back.
No, look. Whoop, there it is. It's space. It's,
oh, so
it's
you're going
Earth.
For the obvious thing.
Yeah. It's, yeah. See, there it is. Whoop, there it is. Oh, there, got
right.
it? You see what I did?
It's right there.
Whoop. There it is.
Right.
There's Earth. It's
okay.
Right there. Point. Look out the window. Look, I'm floating. Look at my hair floating.
Somehow they just screw up your like trajectory to get back when they hear that that's your choice. I don't know.
Yesterday, an all-female crew, including Gayle King, Lauren Sanchez, and Katy Perry, went to space on Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket. And when you decide to do something like this, you're always nervous. You're scared. It's not like we're all just jumping into space right now. You're looking for signs that you made the right decision, right?
I mean, it's a rocket. It's got a million moving parts inside that thing. It's a dangerous operation to go to space. There's no question about that.
Yeah, Raven, producer Justin. Katy Perry, she was looking for signs, and man, she found signs.
So when I was invited to come on this voyage, I looked up the capsule, and the capsule on the very front of it is the outline in the shape of a feather. It was like a total confirmation because my mom has always called me Feather.
What? No, your mom called you Feather and there's a picture of a feather on it?
I mean, if you listen to all the lyrics from I Kissed a Girl, I thought her dad called her a bunch of bad names, actually. But it turns out it's nice to know that her mom still loves her.
Right, it gets weirder.
And they reveal the capsule name, and the capsule's name is Tortoise. Energetic wave just shot through my body. My mom calls me two nicknames, Feather and Tortoise.
What?
Come on. Wait a minute now. This seems weird.
Right.
This seems totally weird. I'm not sure I'm buying all that.
Well, I also said the same thing. I'm like, no. And then she said, I'll post text messages where she calls me both Feather and Tortoise in the same thing. And I was
deepfake,
all right.
Deepfake video.
Mm.
I mean, still, that's a lot right there, right? I mean, when you feel like the universe is speaking to you, it definitely can give you a calming moment at that point.
How do you get two nicknames? Feather and Tortoise. Like, I want to hear the
stories. From the same person, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, parents call their kids all sorts of different things, right? So.
Yeah. I mean, do you have... My dad has a nickname for me that's not really nice, but I'm just used to it. He's been calling me since I was a kid.
What's that?
It's Zingara, which in Italian translates to basically like female gypsy.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's because like I would always do things crazy and I was never like everybody else and I was always outspoken and I did things that they didn't want me to do. So that's what he would call me.
Stevie Nicks. I like that. That's not a bad nickname.
He doesn't say it in a really great way.
No.
Now as I've gotten older, he'll call my little one, Dakota, my six-year-old is nuts, and he'll call her Zingara, just like your mother.
Yeah.
Just like your mother, he'll say. Yeah.
Justin, what's yours?
I worked once upon a time with a guy with a dialectal difference. He had a very thick accent. And I don't know if he'd never heard the name Justin before, but he couldn't really pronounce it. So he stumbled around it for a bit and then just settled on Jutsy.
Okay. Jutsy. I figure that's so like that what your grandkids do to you. Like, you know, when they can't pronounce names when they're babies or whatever. So
that's been that since.
It's just stuck with
but
you.
But who calls Jutsy? You that? Everybody.
Really?
Now, my own family, all of my friends, relationships, everything. It's Jutsy.
It's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
It's weird that your girlfriend calls you that.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
I mean, I had like 3, 4, 5 throughout the years, right? They do change. My wife calls our dogs 1,000 different things and like the baby 1,000 different things. Like you just, you know, nicknames in all different situations. My dogs can be turkey head, turkey butt. Turkey, whatever. Like, there's a lot of turkey involved, even though they're dogs. I don't know why.
It is weird.
It is weird, right?
Yeah.
And then I have, like, 5 nicknames, so.
Well, give us one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've had them throughout the years. So Juice was a big one.
Oh, gosh. Raven loves to brag.
Yeah, you love that one.
I mean, he always brags. Well, I got the juice because I had the juice.
I was Juice for a long time. Long time. And Raven some people
to,
still.
He wanted to rename this show the Anna and Juice Show.
That is not true.
And I was like, absolutely not.
That is not true. But, you know, I got that name in good circumstances. And I will say this. When you get a nickname, the circumstances to which you get the nickname make a big difference, right? Mm-hmm. So if it's embarrassing, you want to bury that name. If it's something positive, like you want to keep that, you know, going. If it's something that, you know, points out that you were crazy or anything like that, for guys, that was definitely a big plus.
Yeah.
You can't give yourself your own nickname.
No,
I'll
and it's not
that.
Up to you. They're going to call you what they're going to call you.
Mm-hmm. What was your nickname and how did you get the story behind it? A coincidence or a sign from above? You can decide. Katy Perry was part of the all-female crew that went to space yesterday on Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket. And she said she knew it was the right move because the photo on one of the sides of the spaceships was a feather and the name of it was Tortoise. Tortoise and Feather are the two nicknames that her mother called her.
I mean, seems like a pretty wild coincidence right there. But if the universe you feel is speaking to you, message received. Anna, you were in a sorority. I refuse to think that you didn't have a nickname when you were in the sorority.
I don't talk about that nickname.
Really?
You know that. I had a nickname that everybody would call me in college. It was AB, but it's what AB stands for.
What does it stand for?
I can't say it on the air. No. We're going to leave it at that. But if you want to text 1-800-330-9999, I'll tell you through text, but I mean, it's not terrible or anything. But
all right. I mean, just stop. If you're not going to tell us, then just move forward.
It's not one of my favorite nicknames. But what was the nickname you got? Tom, how about you? What's your embarrassing nickname?
Oh, my God. Pickle Juice. It's kind of morphed into a bunch of things over the years. PJ, Tish Juice. Some of my high school friends still call it me that to this day. So long story short, I was dared to drink a jar of pickle juice, and I ain't no sucker, so of course I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't end well. I was gung-ho about finishing it, but it did not stay in my stomach for very long. But that's how I got the nickname, drinking a jar of pickle juice.
When you get a nickname from something crazy that you did, like, that's a good nickname. Right? Like,
Raven's nickname was Juice, and he likes it. He brags about it all the time. Oh, you just call me the Juice.
Oh, yeah. If you get it for doing something wild or crazy, like, that's cool. It's like a badge of honor. Like, if you're known as Evel Knievel or something like that, like, you know, somebody somewhere thought you were the craziest person in the room. They weren't going to drink the pickle juice. That's why you earned the name. And yes, my nickname was Juice. And still some people call me that
this
day.
Oh, they still call me that.
That's
they still
right.
call me because I got juice.
My boy Enax will call me that to this day when I see him.
Yeah, see? Daria, what's your embarrassing nickname and why do you have it?
My embarrassing nickname is Scoot. And it's because I used to kind of scoot along with my feet as a child, and my dad called me Scoot, and then everyone else called me Scoot. And explaining that, especially to boys I was interested in, not fun.
I think it ages well, though. It's okay.
I think it's kind of cute.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
No.
Right, like if I met a girl who, you know, I was talking to, and she was like, her name was Scoot, I think that was pretty cool.
It's better than Lead Leg.
Yep.
Right?
Also true. Right.
Or Thunder Thighs.
But, wow. Yeah. That's not one they hand out anymore.
Bowling shoes.
What?
I mean, there's a lot of worse names you could have had by dragging your feet.
I guess. Yeah, none of those had ever occurred to me, but okay, right.
Dead girl drag? No, that doesn't work.
No.
No.
I don't even know what that means.
No, I'm just working through it. I'm working through it.
Workshopping it?
Yeah.
Sam, how about you? What's your embarrassing nickname?
Boo Boo. When I was a kid, my favorite football player was a guy named Steve Wooster, and whenever he'd run in a game, I'd go, woo, 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 and people heard it as boo, 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 and so they started calling me Boo Boo, which has not aged well.
When you're a grown man, who can call you Boo Boo?
Yeah, I know.
You're,
doing it.
Just your lady.
Your wife. Your wife. Your parents.
No.
Your parents
can't
call
even
you
call
Boo-Boo?
Me Boo Boo. No.
Oh.
No, grandma maybe can.
Grandma call you Boo-Boo.
Grandma and my wife, they can call me Boo-Boo.
Nobody
Everybody else, Boo-Boo's off limits.
Right.
Yeah.
It is tax day. You have until midnight to file your 2024 return unless you've already requested an extension. In that case, you are free to ignore real life until October 15th.
Nah, I'm going to get this money, man. I told you I already got half my money. I'm so excited about it. The more money hits tomorrow, it's going to be great.
You see, here's the thing. I don't understand how this all works because we always had to pay. Every year we had to pay.
Yeah.
And then my husband had more taxes pulled out of his checks this year to offset that. But what I always was told was that if you got a return, that was a bad thing. Because that meant that you basically gave the government an interest-free loan.
Yeah, no, it totally is. I mean, ideally, every year you'd like to be just about even. That would be perfect.
Right.
Unless you're taking advantage of, you know, like earned income credit or anything like that. So this year I had solar. So that's like 17 grand right off the top that I get. Right.
That's good. But yeah, but now you got those solar panels on your house.
Yes.
Yeah. Did they work?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Yes, they do. That is a relief that they did. Yeah. I didn't think they did at first, the first couple months, to be fair. The wintertime, you know, there's a little gray skies there. But yeah, they do work. So that's good. Yes.
So other things you should know about tax day is that there's a new scam. Of course, there's a scam because what else would we do?
Of course, there's always somebody working on something. If somebody's going to have some money, there's somebody trying to take it from you.
People are posing as TurboTax employees saying that your return was rejected by the IRS. And they're calling you and they're asking you to verify your social security number and your personal info, and then they steal your identity and all your money.
You know, I mean, I'll say this too, is like all the free file stuff or the low dough file stuff too, that's a scam now too. My daughter-in-law, again, we were doing her taxes last night because she's one of those last-minute procrastinators, I guess. I didn't know that. We're working on it. They charged her $170 for a very basic return. Like, I think she did something wrong.
Well, because most people, I think, well, I don't want to say most people, I don't want to speak out of line, but I think a lot of people are like me where you don't know how to do it.
Right.
Like,
you're leaving it to this program and the program spits out a number and you just believe it.
Yeah, you're like, all right, I guess that's how much it costs.
No.
Anyway, so the IRS wants you to know that if there is something wrong with your return, they will reach out to you by letter. Like it's 1996.
Yeah.
So, Gail, make sure you have to check your mail.
There is nothing more terrifying than getting a letter from the IRS tells you that there's something wrong with your taxes.
Yeah.
I have received several of those over the years. But I passed.
All right. So if you survived a natural disaster, you should also know this. You could get a tax extension. I guess it's like a consolation prize. The IRS has been keeping a list of locations that have been affected by disasters over the last year.
Okay.
So this includes California, New Mexico, Florida, Tennessee, West Virginia. And they've given
Carolinas.
You extra time.
Yep. Yeah.
You have until May 1st to file and you don't have to fill out any extra paperwork. And you're allowed to write off a certain amount of what you lost to ease up on your tax bill.
Okay.
And for the first time in history, more people than ever are searching, what happens if I don't file my taxes, and are not filing their taxes and just kind of rolling the dice to see what happens.
Guess what? Those taxes will be waiting for you next year.
Well, I looked. I Googled it. And then I immediately regretted Googling it because I'm like, does that put up a red flag for me?
Right.
But it says if you...
the internet is keeping track. And they're like, wait a minute. Here's a lawbreaker.
It listens to everything I say anyway. So now it says if you owe money and fail to file your taxes on time, you'll likely be assessed what's called a failure to file penalty. The penalty is 5% of your unpaid tax liability for each month your return is late, up to 25% of your total unpaid taxes.
Listen,
or you go to jail.
You have to pay taxes. So, you know, delaying that really just seems kind of foolish to me. You only end up costing yourself more money.
Oh, why is this time of year so stressful? I don't know why I felt bad. I had no attachment at all to the situation.
I mean, did you feel bad or you just feel slightly awkward?
All the things.
Okay.
You ever run into an ex and you're with your new significant other? Now, this is not even new. We were out with another couple this past weekend that we're very close to. And they had been married. They've been married 20 years. They've been married 20 years. But behind the bar at the restaurant where we sat at the bar waiting for our table was his ex-girlfriend, his on and off again ex-girlfriend for many, many years.
I mean, from 20 years ago.
From 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Before he met my good friend, you know?
Okay.
And the minute I sat down, she grabbed me and she goes, that's his ex-girlfriend, the one that he was on and off with for all those years. And I was like, oh. And it was the weirdest thing because I was like, can I order a drink? Is it okay if I talk to her?
Are we staying? Are we going? What's the situation?
Right.
And right, because they're like the bartender or whatever, so they're serving you directly.
She was the bartender.
Okay.
She was the head bartender standing behind the bar. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, Well, I'm still going to order. At this point, like, she already had a drink, so she was fine with the situation.
Sure.
But you could tell it was a little bit weird. Mm-hmm. You could tell it was a little bit off.
So did she acknowledge it, the bartender? She say, hey, how are you?
She said hello.
Yes.
She was certainly more normal than we were.
Of course. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm sure she's had plenty of ex-boyfriends come into her restaurant. I mean, if you're a bartender at a hot spot, right, people are going to, you know, they're going to show up there.
Like, we were awkward.
I mean, and again,
she was normal.
It's over two decades ago. So, right. But what was the feeling while you were there? Like, what was a weird about it, not weird about it? How did she look?
It's funny because even as an outsider, mm-hmm. I immediately start looking at them and I'm like, well, okay. Is she prettier? Is she not prettier? Is she, you know, like,
side by side?
Like we're in
swipe
high school,
left or right for your friend here,
which is nonsense.
How'd your friend stack up?
I mean, she's beautiful. Of course she is.
So
I mean,
she won.
Well, yeah.
So what are you saying?
It's, yeah, you know. But right. What am I going to say? No, of course she is. She's the most beautiful person in the room, if you ask me.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, what is that like, though? If you run into an ex, how often do you run into an ex? It'd have to be the same thing. It's 20 plus years ago.
Right. No, I remember I hosted a charity event a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and I ran into an ex, and then it was really weird because I introduced him to my husband.
Yeah,
and I didn't know if I should ever tell my husband.
So you didn't? Your husband didn't know that he was an ex.
No, of course, he had no idea.
He may be finding out right at this moment.
Maybe. And then after, I was like, should I tell him I used to date that guy?
Felt like cheating.
No, I'm going to just keep my mouth shut and pretend like this whole night didn't happen.
Well, Paul stacked up against him rather well too. I'm guessing after all those times, Paul won.
You always think that your person is the best person.
I had a situation where I was out at dinner not too long ago with some friends, and one of the friends that was joining us is a guy that we had introduced. He had met us there for dinner just time before, and we had introduced him to the waitress. He was talking with the server, flirting with her, and then we put him up to putting his phone number out there for her. They went out a couple times. Little did I know that we showed up again this time for dinner. He joined us again. She was our server this time, the waitress that he had spoken with. And then he was meeting another person for dinner there at that same restaurant an hour later. He literally slid over two tables from where we were to this other table. And she was not his server, but he was in clear view with this other date.
So what do you do in that situation?
Oh, we watched every bit of it.
Yeah.
Ordered multiple drinks while we watched this. And she asked me where I wanted to send his tab. And I think that she was doing that because, like, I mean, if I had sent it to him, then obviously he was here before. He would have to explain to the new date what he was doing. And she would have brought it over there personally. So I had to pay his tab. Ultimate wingman, I paid his tab for.
I think ultimately what it comes down to is that whenever you run into an ex when you're out and you're with somebody new or mm-hmm. even with your long term,
you want affirmation you made the right decision.
And you never realize, like, it doesn't matter how much time has gone by, it is always awkward.
Yeah.
Always. Today is tax day, and an alarming amount of people say they haven't even thought about filing their taxes yet. I don't know how you do it. This is the same day every single year.
I am shocked, actually. My daughter-in-law came over last night, and we did her taxes together. And, you know, we were using a tax program there, just the delays and so forth, because you get the sense that, oh, I don't know, there's 100 million people filing right at this moment.
Well, what I read was that because of a lot of layoffs and cutoffs and all that, that if you wanted to get a member of the IRS actually on the phone, it's nearly impossible.
Yeah, it's not happening anymore.
Right. So we figured, why don't we just call the IRS? Because producer Julie, I know we were talking about questions we had for them. Julie, what was the question that you were wondering?
Well, I wear my shoes all day at work and I walk a lot in them. So I feel like that should be deductible, right?
Right. Can you deduct that?
It's not really part of a uniform, but that's not a question for me. It's a question for the IRS. This is more like it. Music.
Thank you for calling the Internal Revenue Service. Para continuar en español, your call may be recorded to help us improve our service.
Okay. We also may record you.
Don't tell them.
Do they not
know? In a few words.
Oh, now you screwed up the voice activated system. Stop talking.
Shh, I'm like, you be quiet. You be quiet. Shh.
I understand full sentences, so you can say things like, can I make a payment plan? Or, I have a question about a notice.
I have a tax question.
So vague.
I understand full sentences, so you can say things like, can I make a payment plan? Or, I have a question about a notice.
I have a question about a deduction.
About shoes.
Sure. Oh. I can help you with that.
Great.
Sorry, let's try again.
Oh.
If your notice is about...
It's a very sensitive voice prompt system.
If you're no-
are we having trouble or are you having trouble, IRS system?
Speak to a representative.
Right, representative!
Customer service!
I'm not able to transfer you to a representative. Rest assured the information provided...
Oh!
What is happening?
What information?
Like, just give us the information. Why can't you transfer us to somebody alive?
I understand full sentences, so you can say things like, can I make a payment plan? Or, I have a question about a notice.
All right, let's all breathe deep here. We're starting at the beginning again.
All right, here's what we're going to do. I think we should take a minute, and Julie, you should go back into your studio, and you call, and let's see where you get, and we'll check in with you in a little bit. Because this is clearly not getting anywhere. You do not understand full sentences. There's been some kind of miscommunication.
I understand full sentences.
No,
you
don't.
Say things
it's not. All right, Julie, go figure it out. Do you think your partner is a good driver? The answer is probably no, because 1 in 5 people say that their partner is a terrible driver.
Oh, yeah.
And only 33% of adults would say that their spouses are good drivers. That's it.
I would say that my wife is an adequate driver. I would say that in some ways she's a much better driver than I am, or probably a more relaxing driver for some. But in other ways, for me, it's not good. Like, I feel like when you get in somebody else's car, like automatically it just feels differently and you're hyper aware when it's your partner, and it's usually not good.
Raven, producer Julie, I think that that's common. But I thought I had to ask my husband because I consider myself an excellent driver.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that he agreed with me.
Am I the best driver that you've ever met in your life?
Best driver in my life that I've met? No.
Why? I'm really good at it.
I didn't say you weren't good at driving. I just said you're not the best driver that I've ever met in my life.
Well, who's better?
People.
What's like the one thing I could work on? You could say nothing because I understand if that's what you say.
You're a left lane rider.
Because that's where the cool people hang out in the left lane.
Who is it? Right?
Right.
On the highway?
What?
Or
on the highway.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. I always do that.
I don't know if you meant like you were always to the left of the lane that
you were in.
Right? Because
no.
Some people are like that too. They ride one line or whatever.
No, I'm always in the left lane on highways.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the fast lane. That's where I want to be. Mm-hmm. I have good control. I'm an excellent driver. And look, if you listen to him, honestly, he doesn't disagree.
And he can't come up with anybody else who's better. He just says people.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, he sounds a little bit terrified too at the same time. I asked my wife. She had a strong opinion.
Top 3 things that are wrong with my driving.
All of it.
No, top 3.
Okay. You drive too fast, you follow too close, and you don't pay attention.
An example.
You're mad because I spit it out so quickly. Now you need an example? I mean, look at your car.
That's not nice.
It's true.
Not nice.
Your car is a mess.
Yeah, it is.
It's banged up everywhere.
I used to have nice cars at one point in my life, and now I don't. Now I'm that person.
Because you hit curbs and you make excuses like it's the curb's fault. It exists.
The last time I hit a pole inside a parking garage, that's what
say,
I did.
It was a standstill object you hit.
Oh, thanks, Julie, for bringing that back up.
Right. Yeah. Julie, you asked your boyfriend, Aaron.
Yep.
Why do I hate the way you drive? Hate is a strong word. I think I dislike it so much because you don't pay attention. You know, all the time you're either creeping up on someone, you're following too close, you're not looking ahead, you're doing something else, and then you gotta slam on the brakes or something. And I don't know, it makes me anxious. It just makes me anxious when you're not paying attention, and you're doing other stuff, and you're not trying to predict everything.
I mean, as much as he's talking, he's terrified of you.
Yeah. Right.
He's terrified of offending you in that statement.
I don't agree with any of it.
Really?
I'm on it all the time.
Yeah.
Then
you
continues.
Know you're the best driver.
He continues.
Oh, he kept going?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're quick to anger. Oh. You gotta just take a breath, move on. Listen, I get road rage too. But, you know, a lot of the time you just gotta take a breath and react and just do your thing.
He's wrong again. I'm cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, I mean, totally relaxed.
What I think we've discussed here is that we've all agreed that Raven is a terrible driver.
No.
But truly, you and I are fantastic.
Yeah. That's really what we got from this.
I thought we were going to go with delusional partners.
Oh.
This is what? No team. Okay.
Do you know there's 65 grams of sugar in a Dr. Pepper?
That's
insane.
I'll have you know right now, like, this is against the rules. I'm fasting, and I haven't been drinking any soda whatsoever, and this is like not within my time range that I should even be eating. So this is all bad.
All right,
but I'm doing it for science and for the show.
Well, that's important. Raven has an addiction to soda that we're trying to break.
It is seriously the biggest vice in my life.
Yeah. And you don't even drink like a Diet Coke. You go for the full sugar stuff. That's the worst that you could possibly drink.
Straight Coca-Cola, Pepsi, if Coca-Cola is not available. Depends on the scenario. If it's fountain versus can. I know I sound like a crazy person. Sometimes that makes a little bit of difference. But that is strictly what I drink. If I'm going to drink one, I drink it pure unleaded.
Yeah. We sent a producer, Julie, went yesterday to gather our items for our science experiment. And we got Poppy. So if you haven't heard about Poppy, Poppy is basically... the healthier version of soda is what they're calling it. It's a probiotic. It's good for gut health, all that. But what I thought was the starkest difference is that a can of Poppy is between 25 and 35 calories and has about 5 grams of sugar. If you look at a regular bottle of soda, like full Dr. Pepper, Sprite, Coca-Cola, between 230, 240 calories and 65 grams of sugar. Julie, what was the stat you gave me? Like 127% of the amount of sugar you're supposed to have every day?
Disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Okay, whatever. We hear from all your judgment
right,
as you line up 8 sodas in front of me.
So we're going to see. Can you tell the difference between the regular soda and the Poppy version of that soda?
Okay, so what am I...
So the first one is a Dr. Pepper and the Poppy version of that, which is, I guess, like a cinnamon kind of taste.
So you're going to tell me?
No.
We're not going to tell you.
I mean, she
until
just told
after.
Me.
No, it's an idea.
She just told me.
No, these are both the Dr. Pepper version. You tell me which one is Dr. Pepper and which one is Poppy.
That's Dr. Pepper.
All right, try the other one.
Yep.
Why is Julie smiling?
That's not Dr. Pepper.
Is he right?
Yeah.
He's right.
I am correct. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
See, I know my bad stuff. Thank you.
I mean, you could almost tell by the color.
Yeah, the color has a lot to do with it,
too. Yeah,
I asked if you wanted to be blindfolded, but I'd probably be wearing soda. Here we go.
Okay, the next one is going to be Sprite versus their version of Sprite, the Poppy version of Sprite. And the both are clear, so that one's different. You can't really tell the difference visually.
Second sip.
That's the Poppy. I'll take the Sprite.
He's so cocky when he says it, right? He's like, oh, that's the Poppy. That's the Poppy.
Oh, wait a minute. No.
Oh. Oh.
I'm confused now.
Oh. Uh-oh. He's like a fiend.
The first one might have been the Sprite. The first one was the Sprite. This is the Poppy.
Okay.
But this is good.
But you couldn't tell the difference.
This Poppy is good.
All right, so the Sprite version of the Poppy was very similar. You couldn't tell the difference of that.
But I got it correct.
Yes.
By the way, I feel like this is all broken my fast instantly. All right, here we go.
And you're chugging them. No one's just take a sip. All right. So this is the Coca-Cola versus the Poppy version of the cola. It's going for another gulp.
Just a sip.
It's a gulp.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Let me check. Smell this one. Smell it. Like a sommelier.
Like it's wine.
Yep.
What are you smelling? You're swirling it.
I got to check out its legs. That's the Poppy. Again, the original was the first one you gave me.
Is it right, Julie?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well.
All right, 3 out of 3, Raven.
How about what Julie did? She tried to be so sneaky by giving me the real one first each time and thought in my brain, I'd be like, no way she gives it to me twice in a row.
I mean, when you're dealing with the difference of 60 grams of sugar.
Yeah. I'm buzzing right now. I had my first soda in 2 weeks this past weekend, or in 1 week this past weekend, and it was like I was on fire.
Yeah.
It was like.
But ultimately, would you choose one of those new diet, like the, I don't want to call them diet because they're not, the new probiotic
the
versions?
The Sprite is definitely worth checking out.
Okay.
If you're somebody that likes Sprite, try that Poppy.
Big news. The IRS answered, and we were waiting so patiently. If you missed it earlier, producer Julie had a question about her tax return. And Julie, what was the question?
Well, I wear my shoes at work, so I wanted to know if I could deduct my shoes from my taxes.
Completely normal question.
Oh, yeah.
But all the news outlets kept saying, Raven, that you could not get through to an IRS person today because, one, it's tax day, and two, because they fired everybody.
I think that's basically like lower your expectation and then be pleasantly surprised, right? So, keep a positive outlook.
Well, right. Except we called more than an hour ago, and this is the frustrations that we had.
Thank you for calling the Internal Revenue Service. Para continuar en español, your call may be recorded to help us improve our service. Sorry, let's try again.
Oh.
We seem to be having trouble.
Are we having trouble or are you having trouble, IRS system?
Speak to a representative.
Right, representative!
I'm not able to transfer you to a representative. Rest assured the information provided...
It was a whole lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So finally...
I just want to know about my shoes.
Right. We went right off these shoes. So finally, we said,
Elevate
Julie,
your taxes.
Go sit in the other room and just call normal on your cell phone and just see how long it takes. So how long did it take?
Took about 45 minutes to actually get anywhere.
Okay.
Okay.
And then once I got somewhere, there was a long pause. So, you know, when you're stopping hearing the holding music and then there's finally like maybe somebody coming on.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. They hung up on me.
Oh, perfect. The electric voice didn't pick up. The AI voice didn't pick up.
No, they just got annoyed. I went through a couple rounds of like, what are you here for? Yeah. What can we help you with? And I tried to go an alternate route. It asked me what tax year I was applying for. I put in this year. I forgot that it was actually last year.
2024, right.
Okay. Yeah. And then it got annoyed with me about that. So then it just decided we were done with the process.
I mean, is that bad, though, or is that streamlining the system, right?
Is that higher efficiency? Yeah, because then I went and Googled it, and it depends on what occupation you have.
Okay, so hold on. So, two things. One, do we think it's messed up that the IRS automated system hung up on Julie? Yes or no? Raven?
I feel like it happens a lot in different places now at this point. She went and found the answer that she needed after that, so they told her where to go get it.
No, I think it's messed up. If you're asking to speak to a representative and you're holding and you keep doing it should transfer you to a representative.
No. Yeah. There's somebody there.
Somebody has to answer the phone.
That dumb question.
Somebody knows
the answer
right
to this dumb question.
Okay, so we disagree on that. But Julie, when you went online to research, can you write off your shoes because you have to wear them to work? What did it say?
Well, I'm not a dog walker, but if I was, I could.
Oh. Yeah.
So that was interesting. Yeah. And if I was wearing a uniform, I mean, this is kind of a uniform. You got to wear shoes.
We just have to change your job description to also include dog walker.
Dog.
And then if you can do that... And you're totally fine.
Producer Walker Julie.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I guess that works.
What couple?
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then you just have to decide who's right. Louie and Frida. Frida, what's going on?
Yeah, so our neighbor pays me to walk her dog twice a day while she's at work. I work from home, and we don't have any pets, and I really, really enjoy it. I've always wanted a dog, and, you know, it's extra money, and I get some exercise. Dog is so freaking cute, and the neighbor told me that she's going to be moving in the next year and retiring. I just wanted to ask her if maybe we could keep the dog. Louie thinks that you can't just ask someone to have the dog, but I think if we just offer to buy the dog, and she's moving across the country, that can't be good for the dog. And the dog is what matters, and the dog loves me, and I think the dog would love Louie. We don't do much all day. I just think that having a dog would be wonderful for us.
Why not get your own dog? Louie, what's your side of this?
It's weird. Seems weird to me. Like, I don't think you can offer to buy someone's dog. And I get it, sweetie. If you want a dog, we can maybe go pick out a dog. We'd have that conversation. But, you know, this lady's nice. We've got a good relationship with her. Dogs move all the time. You know, she's not dying. She's just retiring and moving.
I mean,
feels uncomfortable to offer to buy this dog.
Can you make an offer to buy somebody's dog? How much money would I
How much for your dog?
How much for your dog?
Yeah.
I mean,
how much for the children?
Yeah.
How much for your children? I mean, if you're retiring, I would think that would be the time that you want to spend with your dog the most, right? And
yeah,
I mean, I gotta agree. I mean, it is a little bit creepy. It'd be one thing if you know, Frida, if your neighbor was like, you know, I don't know, it's a big undertaking with the dog and everything, and then you jumped in, that would be one thing. Or maybe you could open up that door by saying, "Gosh, I'm really gonna miss your dog. I love the dog, whatever the dog's name is, you know." But I don't know. Maybe is it creepy?
Is it weird? I don't know.
The dog's name is Blair.
Okay, Blair.
Well, all right. Well, I love Blair.
Can I buy Blair?
Blair?
How how much does Blair cost?
Yeah.
Can I have Blair?
What's Blair worth to you? Seems a little bit. seems a little much. Like
I was thinking of offering $2,000. To be honest, I have it already saved aside in another account.
I mean, why not just go buy Blair's sister?
Well, because she has a relationship with this dog. I mean, I understand where she's coming from because some animals you click with and you love more than others. I understand
sure.
that completely. Now, can you offer to buy somebody's dog? That I don't know.
I mean, go to an adoption event. You will fall in love with at least 8 dogs. I promise you.
What happens, though, if... is this such a big deal to be like, you know, I've been thinking about it, and maybe if Blair is not convenient to come with you, I would love for her to come live with me. I mean, if somebody said it to you like that, I mean, obviously you would probably say no, but who knows the situation? If she's retiring, maybe she has concerns. If she can't walk the dog herself twice a day and she's hiring her to do it... I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but you got to think that somebody that's conscious enough of their pet to hire a dog walker that's walking them twice a day is also caring about their well-being and would mention if they seemed like it was daunting or whatever to them. But, I mean, I don't know.
I'll give you $3,000 for one of your dogs, Raven. You could pick which one you like least and give it to me.
No. No, you can't have my dog.
Baxter's annoying. You know he is.
He's got moments. Yeah. He's got moments, but he'd find me after. He'd come in back and get me. No. Nope.
What do you think? Is it disrespectful?
Little face would haunt me.
Is it disrespectful and rude to offer to buy the neighbor's dog? Or is it, what's the big deal? Maybe she just says no.
It's not a Camry.
Do you think you can offer to buy somebody's dog? Louie and Frida, they're having this disagreement right now. So Frida, their neighbor, Frida dog walks twice a day. And the neighbor is older. She's getting ready to retire now. She'll be moving across the country. And Frida said to Louie, you know, I love Blair, that's the dog's name, so much. I'm thinking about just saying, I would like to buy your dog. Maybe she'll sell them to me before she moves.
Yeah, and Louie's like, that is totally weird, right? It's cool that you love the dog, and we can go get a dog, or we could talk about getting a dog if you want to, but you can't just go after the neighbor's dog and try and buy it. I mean, for myself personally, Anna, if I'm thinking about retiring, I'm thinking about spending more time with my dog. That's one of the big pluses.
For your elderly, sometimes that's a lot of work. What do you think? What would you do? 1-800-330-9999. Charlie, whose side are you on?
Yeah, I'm definitely on the wife's side, but it really depends how you approach it. I'm a trainer, and I train dogs. I bring them out in public, and I have my personal dogs. And every once in a while, people ask me.
Yeah.
Would you consider selling that dog?
Right.
The answer is always no, but I'm not offended that they asked me that. I'm actually flattered that they asked because they see it's a really good dog.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I've heard this with trainers before. You hear this all the time, actually, on movie sets, right, where an animal is part of the movie and the actor or actress falls in love with the animal and they want to buy the animal. And, of course, right. The answer is always the same. No, you can't have my dog. But I guess that's a little bit different. Thank you for the call, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie. Can you ask somebody if you can buy their pet? That's the disagreement between Louie and Frida. Frida dog walks her neighbor's dog twice a day. She's been doing it for years. And now that Frida's neighbor is retiring and will be moving away, Frida's like, I'm just going to ask her if I could buy Blair. I love this dog. I've always loved this dog. And if she's moving and she's retiring, maybe she doesn't want to take Blair with her.
I mean, Louie's just like, you can't go asking the neighbor if you can buy their dog. He's like, it's weird, right? If you want to get a dog, we can talk about getting a dog. But obviously the neighbor loves the dog also and is going to want to take their dog with them.
Maybe not. What do you think? Rebecca, whose side are you on?
I work at a veterinary office, so I'm on both sides. I get owner transfers all the time for individuals that move, die, go out of state, retire. It's hard on a fixed income. So it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible, but I just feel like they have to mention that, like, right? Like, if they seem downtrodden about their move and retirement, then that's one thing. But if they're like, I can't wait to be retired to travel and I'm going to spend so much time with Blair, my dog. That's different.
But Rebecca brings up a good point. Like, if you don't know the person very well, you don't know what's going on internally. She might be coming forward and putting that offer there. And, like, that's a savior for her. Because, you know, she's been struggling what to do.
I suppose you're right.
Emily, what do you think?
I'm signing with Louie here. Because I just think it's totally out of line. It's a boundary you should not step over. And it's just overall weird. If they want a dog, she can get a dog. The neighbor has a connection to this dog, and there's no reason, just because they're moving across the country, why the dog should be given up.
Somebody out of the blue offers to buy my dog. I think to myself, they want to take my dog. I do. I don't know if that's rational or not, but that's how I feel.
Rose, whose side are you on?
I actually think if there's, I don't like the word buying the dog, but if she ever approached the neighbor and just said, if the dog is too much to handle, I would love to give him a home, I can't see any harm in that.
Mm.
I kind of with you, Rose, now that I really think about it. I think if you go forward with a blank check and said, I would like to buy your dog, it's weird.
Yeah, it's different.
It's different.
Yeah.
But if you say, if you've been thinking about, you know, any issues with, like, just how she said it, how Rose said it, I don't know if that's offensive. That's, you know...
Rose, how do you feel about being Frida's spokesperson on this one?
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Frida, our audience agreed with you today. It doesn't hurt to ask, but like, is your plan to take Blair with you? And if the worst thing that she could say is yes, and you'd be like, all right, I was just going to say, then you could pretend like you were joking the whole time. Oh, I was just going to say, if you want to, I'd be more than happy to take her, you know? But that's the way to do it.
I think it is a delicate conversation, Frida, but you know what? I mean, you're caring about the well-being of the dog, so that's a good place to start from.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I wouldn't come out and be like, listen, I got $2,500. I want your dog. I wouldn't do that.
No, you started off with $2,000 and then you offered.
Oh, then you negotiate the dog.
Nope, I think we've missed the mark
here. It's a negotiation.
Here. Okay, Louie.
I'm going to be so poor. Oh, my gosh.
Louie, you going to be all right?
Oh, I got to work more. Oh, honey, you're giving away so much of my money.
I mean, this is not the money that's my concern. Good luck, guys.
Yeah, if you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Here we go. $1,500 is the cash jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. Marianne, you ready to play?
Oh, sure.
Okay. I've got a lot of confidence in you. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Okay, Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck. $1,500.
Thank you. All right.
Why did you grunt when I said I had confidence in you, Marianne? We need positivity here.
Did I? Oh, I'm going to beat him.
All right, good. That's what I like to hear. All right, Raven can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. He's out in the hallway. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Number one, a Minecraft movie has become the highest grossing Hollywood release of the year. What is it called when a baby zombie rides a chicken and it caused chaos in the movie theaters?
Oh, I don't know, an apocalypse.
Number two, the company Jetpuffed wants you to color their products instead of eggs. And when they created a special dye kit for Walmart.com, it sold out right away. What does Jetpuffed make?
Peeps.
Number three, the all-female Blue Origin flight, including Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Lauren Sanchez, had a successful launch and return yesterday. Which Star Trek actor flew on New Shepard in 2021?
I don't know.
Number four, many fast food restaurants have special deals today for tax day, including Krispy Kreme, Shake Shack, Hooters, and the home of the Whopper. Where's that? The home of the Whopper.
Burger King.
And number five, Roblox is being scrutinized for their new feature, paid ads. What's the name of the popular Roblox game where you raise and trade pets?
Tetris?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Raven back in.
Yeah. I didn't do well.
Maybe Marianne was right when she grunted when I said I had confidence in her.
That's you.
She got one right.
All right.
Yeah,
really hard.
Really hard.
Number one, a Minecraft movie has become the highest grossing Hollywood release of the year. Mm-hmm. What's it called when a baby zombie rides a chicken and it causes chaos in the movie theaters?
Chicken Jockey.
Chicken Jockey, everybody go crazy.
No, everybody calm down.
Yeah, Jack Black had to go to an LA movie theater yesterday and tell the crowd not to go nuts when Chicken Jockey got on the screen.
Yeah, let's just all relax.
Number two, the company Jetpuffed wants you to color their products instead of eggs. And when they created a special dye kit for Walmart.com, it sold out. Mm. What does Jetpuff make?
Marshmallows.
Right. Number three, the all-female Blue Origin flight included Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Lauren Sanchez had a successful launch and return yesterday. Which Star Trek actor flew on New Shepard in 2021?
William Shatner.
Yep. Number four, many fast food restaurants have special deals for tax day, including Krispy Kreme, Shake Shack, Hooters, and the home of the Whopper. Where's that?
Burger King!
And number five, Roblox is being scrutinized for their new feature, paid ads. What's the name of the popular Roblox game where you raise and trade pets? You have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Adopt me.
Yep, okay.
All right, I'm sorry, Marianne. He beat you 4-1 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Okay. This is Marianne, and I can't be Raven today.
Mm-hmm. Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,600 tomorrow, Anna.
All right. I also want to thank Logan, who supplied one of the questions I used today. If you have an idea for a question, too, head to annaandraven.com.